Grace to you and peace from our God and Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Well, dear friends, today we get to see once again firsthand God's great love for us. Hey, little Lainey didn't get to make a decision, did she? Right, she didn't get to decide that she wanted to be baptized, but rather God, our Father, through the Holy Spirit, right, instructed her mom, her parents, her godparents to bring her forward to be baptized. And that really is one of the fundamental differences that we have from some other Christian denominations. God loves us. He wants us to be in his family. He longs to embrace us. When I was thinking about going to a seminary, I just was leaving the United States Navy, and I moved my wife and myself off to Atlanta, Georgia. And I was all excited to begin my new enterprise and my new career. And within the first week, though, a leading woman of the faculty got up and she gave a prayer to our sister God. And I thought to myself, I don't even know if we're praying to the same God, right? Because God has revealed himself as our Father. If we're praying to our sister goddess, I don't even know if that's at the same place. And so within 2 weeks, I resigned from the seminary that I was attending there, and I found a little Southern Baptist school to go to. And I thought, you know, my friends in the Southern Baptist faith, they're pretty similar, right? At least they say they believe the Bible is the Word of God. And so I felt like it was some place where I could start at least and kind of collect my thoughts. But you know what? Of course, one of the biggest differences is in baptism, isn't it? Because the Baptists are always encouraging people to make a decision, aren't they? They're always telling people you need to decide for Christ. Right? They have a famous, you know, TV program, The Hour of Decision. They sing the song, I have decided to follow Jesus. But you might notice, where is all the emphasis on? The emphasis becomes upon I, doesn't it? I have decided I will follow Jesus. I have become enlightened. I have become smart enough. I finally arrived at the place where I did it. Now, to us within the Lutheran church, maybe that begins to sound a little bit arrogant, doesn't it? Because for us, we always want the emphasis to be on Jesus. And really, that's what infant baptism does so well, doesn't it? You know, Lainey, yeah, she was a model little girl today, wasn't she? But maybe you're thinking back to when some of your sons and daughters were baptized, right? Maybe they were shaking their fists. They're kicking their legs. They're turning red because they were yelling so much. Maybe you were the one whose child spit their pacifier in the pastor's eye during the ceremony. And none of that mattered, did it? Because, you know, little Lainey, she couldn't decide that she was going to be here today. She depended upon Christians around her to bring her forward, that she could become God's child. And it was the same for all of us probably here today. It wasn't just us. It wasn't that I was enlightened enough. It wasn't that I grew smart enough. It wasn't I studied my Bible enough and I reached this conclusion, but rather it was Jesus, our Savior, loved us so much. Our God and Father desires for everyone to be saved. As we read in our gospel lesson, that the disciples, they didn't want the kids around, right? Now, Jesus is so important. Don't be bothering us with these kids. Don't let these kids be around Jesus. Get the kids out of here. Jesus, it is too wonderful to mess with kids. And Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me, and do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of God." Remember what it was like, maybe, to be a young child, right? Have that innocence and have that wonder, right? That sense of expectation that there are going to be good things out there for me. And then to hear about our God and Father who loves everyone so very much, who desires for every single person to come to Him. And you said within your heart as that, you know, that little 5-year-old, right? I love Jesus. I love Him. I want to be with Him. Again, it wasn't anything that we did. It was rather, the response to God's love for us. I love Him so much because He loved me. Because He loves me. And dear friends, that is what we came here today to experience once more, wasn't it? To have those promises of God brought back to us. It didn't matter how smart we became. It didn't matter to what family we were born to. It didn't matter if our parents were wealthy industrialists or if we were on the bottom rungs of society. It didn't matter even how smart our parents were. All that mattered was that God loved us. And God loves so much. And God says, once again, He desires for everyone to be saved. He wants everyone to come to His kingdom. He wants all of us to be His children. Every single one. When we're baptized, we become His children. Not just slaves. "Oh, I need some more slaves. I need some slaves to go out to the vineyard and do some work." No, not slaves. Not even servants, right? "Need some more workers for the harvest field. Need some workers. Come on in, workers. Need you guys to do some work." No, not workers. He calls us His children. I need some more kids in my family. I need some more people to share my love with. I need some more to inherit the kingdom of heaven. I need to be bringing more people in. I need to grow the family. See? That's a wonderful family to be in, isn't it? A family where we're loved and cherished, where God treats us well as His own children. A family where God sent Jesus even to die so we can come in. God sent His one and only natural Son to die on the cross so we can make it home. He loves us that much. And so today, once again, we're able to have a wonderful baptism of little Lainey,
We got to see her become also a child of God. One that can grow in the wisdom and knowledge of Christ. One that can go home to heaven one day. There's a place prepared for her now. One that can lead others to know Christ. One who becomes a daughter of the King. A co-heir with you and I. Who puts on that baptismal clothing and will see the risen Lord. Amen.
May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be in your hearts and minds now and always.
Amen.